This Finance Committee to order. Approval of the January 12th minutes, please.
Second.
Discussion, addition, correction. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Real property. Morning again.
Good morning. As discussed in the previous meeting, I'm asking for approval to participate in the appraisal costs for the tax certiorari in the town of Caton with Corning Natural Gas.
Could I just ask one question?
Mm-hmm.
Does Corning Natural Gas pay any portion of this?
No, this is for our
assessment, but
yeah,
they're not assessed anything. The towns and the county and the city picks up the total cost. Okay, so we have to do this just to prove our point. Okay,
right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carries. Thank you, Wendy. Kathy, Department of Social Services.
Good morning.
Morning.
So we're cleaning up 2020, moving some accounts, our capital project account for our mobility management project from into 2021 to complete this year. So we're requesting to transfer $52,204.91 with the associated revenue from the state at $32,367 and the local share of $19,837.91. This was budgeted for 2020. We did not complete the project and we'll be completing it this year.
Right back to motion.
Motion, please. Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you. Discussion.
So what does the project consist of?
This is our Malone.
Mobile technology.
My partner's not here. This is our mobility project for our case. All our caseworkers that go out in the field.
Uh-huh.
So they all have iPads now and they have connectivity to the state applications that they need. This will allow them to fax, scan.
So this is just the additional equipment
it's
that has
it's just continuing to move forward with the project and they're in process of training right now for phase two. But we couldn't do it last year because of the obvious reasons.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then the second resolution is to transfer the capital project for buildings and grounds that we assist in funding county projects, countywide projects, including our office as well. So there's $145,536.67 total. And the associated state revenue at $72,768 and the same with the local share. That will, those will be towards, as you can see the in the resolution, the projects that Buildings and Grounds is working on, still carpet, paint, bathroom renovations, the heating system, all those projects that we assist in paying. So they didn't get done.
I'll second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Brooks.
Noel's here. Noel is here.
Oh, okay. Oh, there he is. The man with the hat. Mm-hmm. Morning, Noel.
Good morning, sir.
Turn your microphone on.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here just to get, we talked to PSC in regards to a major equipment to purchase. It was included in the budget, but it was for the vehicle. It wasn't separated out for the radio, for digital radio, and a covert antenna for the vehicle we purchased. The radio was 37, 3310, and the the quote currently out for the antenna is 480. Just looking for approval. PSNC approved it last meeting.
All right, so what's the antenna all about?
It's a covert antenna. It's what we use. It's not like a regular antenna. It's actually, it replaces the current radio antenna that's on a vehicle. So someone
can't see them coming. So it's not the big antenna that's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll vote that one down.
You are, oh, well.
We want to see you coming. Motion. Thank you.
And then the second one is just the digital cameras we talked about. It's purchased out of the ESSA forfeiture fund for the New York State Police to add to cameras in the regular patrol cars. $746. It's 10 cameras, bags, and memory cards.
All right, the first motion for the radio.
Aye.
Did we get a second for that?
Yep.
Sorry, sir.
All in favor of that?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye. Motion for the second.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries.
Thank you.
You're out of here.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yep.
No. Morning, Tammy.
Any questions on the monthly reports?
Questions on the reports?
I just have one question on the pump doctor software.
Okay.
The fuel upgrade program.
Okay.
When we sit out there and allow outside vendors to use this system, are we charging a fee?
Yes.
To kind of make up for some of this cost that we're
incurring? Yes.
We charge per gallon administrative. I think not for the cost.
I printed the financial summary for select departments, and I highlighted a couple of them, particularly the jail. And I was wondering if you would account for most of that increase in our cost due to the new vendor that's taking care of the medical, or do you think it's something else?
When was that?
The jail. This one is the
contractual increase.
Yeah.
I'm just
flipping there.
So part of that, I mean, contractual certainly went up. We had a retirement of a nurse mid-year that was flipped to prime care. So that certainly, I can't recall. I mean, it's not $600,000 worth. It's probably closer to 75 or 100 for that switch. And you see the savings on the wages up top.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But we have seen medical care cost increase and food cost increase. Those are the areas that are sticking out in my mind when we talk budget.
I also highlighted the sheriff with a pretty substantial increase in net county cost. And I wondered if we would attribute most of that to CAP or something else.
It's like part of it's loss of revenue.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah, the revenue is a big hit. I wouldn't say CAP, honestly. I would say COVID more likely with overtime, but also just general overtime increase. But they have done a tremendous amount of work on COVID for public health.
Back on the jail, fringes. The budget was 53% and we came in at 48%. Simple explanation?
Not that I could, off the top of my head, ballpark.
Going to the contract for the jail for the medical would have created part of that because you wouldn't have the salaries.
You had some of that. I think a lot of it is vacancies that we didn't fill. The corresponding wages don't decrease as much as the fringes, which is kind of strange.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I don't quite get, but part of it could be they do have enough turnover in there. And again, we do budget family plans when they come in. So if a person comes in and takes a single, you got about a $12,000 savings right there.
So it could just be mix of employees if with
turnover. I can't think of any other explanation.
Deeper dive, but okay. One, I just think it's also interesting to note, if you look at the next page, I looked at probation, public defense, and the district attorney. And I've never really thought about it before until seeing this presentation, the significantly higher amount it costs us on the district attorney end versus public defense for wages and whatnot, and then probation. And I wondered if, I mean, just how my brain works, that are some of the different policies and the catch and release and the alternatives for trying to not putting so many people in jail, if that's accounting for this. Well, there's a really increased cost in probation, but a lot of that looks like it's a decrease in revenue from probation, and that's a little odd. But the significant difference in how much it costs us when we provide public defense versus when we're trying to prosecute is just an interesting thing to note.
Yeah, certainly. The revenues from probation is, and hopefully, you know,
it's a timing thing. We haven't booked. I think in my email I said that there's a bunch more revenue, and I know
right
that probation still has
that they sat the state sat on all that stuff.
So would that also be the case with the landfill? Because we're down significantly $800,000 in revenue.
No, revenue on the landfill is pretty good. There may be a couple more. There's like potentially a state aid claim, but it's not a ton of money. It's a couple hundred thousand maybe. So the revenue on the landfill is good. We haven't booked either the depreciation expense or the post-closure costs as of yet. So costs will be greater in the landfill than reflected right now.
So Vince, you're here. The revenues in the landfill are down about 800,000 from last year. Is there a reason why that is?
I mean, I think we still have some revenue, right?
Just if we do a state aid claim for recycling, I don't think there's anything. All of the tipping fees have been booked.
Okay. One big thing was one of the haulers, one of our major haulers, sold out to Casella. So that garbage now is going to Ontario.
Any other questions?
For my own information, and this forfeitures where we're sitting out there, I'm assuming these are drug related situations. But when these things happen, and we take this property, cars, whatever, where is that stored? Is that stored at the jail? Or, and then it's disposed of sitting out there through the auction, surplus auction, and the money that comes back into this, is there restrictions on that money as to where it can be spent?
Usually a court order is issued right from the onset as to what can be forfeited, what cannot, how it's going to be handled. I think it says it goes into the fund that's been set up, and there's a couple different sublines for that fund. I think it directs everything. The court directs it.
So there's limitations as to what that money can be used for. So could I find out what that is?
I'm not aware of what those limitations
are. I think it's on each basis too.
As we receive it, each forfeiture action is directed who gets what.
Yeah. You know,
the district attorney gets the sheriff gets the state. I don't know what the restrictions are in terms of actually expending that. Once it's, I mean, we have a separate reserve that it goes into, and we on today's agenda.
Well, my question is, we're using county dollars in order to sit out there and prosecute these cases, sitting out to arrest people. You know, and my feeling is it should go back to support those costs. apparently there's restrictions on it by state law.
There is. I can get you something, Mr. Malter. I had done a quick memo. I'll send that to you. I think it explains it because it's set by civil procedure laws on the percentage and who can get what.
Would be good. Thank you.
Yep.
That's all I have.
Any other questions? All right.
Questions on the wage analysis, or we're good with that?
Yeah, I could give you my opinion.
Just don't go there.
It's interesting at the bottom of it that our gross pay went up $1.5 million on 26 pay periods, but the average pay per dropped.
I don't think it did. I mean, in 2019, it was 1723.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the 57.5 versus 51.9.
Yeah, sorry. That's just the change from the prior year. So it did go up more from 2018 to 2019.
Oh, okay. So that is an increase.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I read it wrong.
Anything else on that one?
Yep.
Prove it. I'll make the motion.
It would be interesting to see once the retirement process finished up, what is our average pay now per period?
Yeah. I can bring that. Good point.
Awesome. I'll second the motion.
Sorry.
John moved that. I seconded it.
Oh, any discussion? No, I didn't think so. We don't need a motion.
Okay. Not to approve the reports.
I think we did. But. All right.
sorry, the year end. Oh, my goodness. Excuse me. The year end and new year budget adjustments. The first one is that forfeiture account that we were speaking of that just represents those lines, just represent the balances carried forward from 2020 into 2021. The second one is $3,000 for a lead grant that public health received that was not expended. The third one is the information technology chargebacks. This is one of those end of year entries that we post. For most departments, we don't post throughout the year. We just post once at the end of the year so that we can draw down that funding for those departments that have it funded. And the transfer is just among and between all of the chargeback lines. So we basically increase the information technology line where it's received to increase all of the individual department lines. The one that I sent later, the email, was set up the sheriff traffic safety grants into 2021, similar to the forfeiture. It's just what was left at the end of.
I'll move it.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries. Thank you.
Item for open session is the proposed or potential for the local law to extend the collection period for 2021. Property taxes?
Well, I haven't got a hold of the two supervisors in my district, but I have a call into them, so hopefully they'll get back to me today. I wouldn't think they would want to extend this thing, but.
I did talk to the town of Bath, and they were not interested in expanding the collection period.
I just have one comment that happened in our town. Our town, Campbell, I'm under the same thing. I've got messages out to Wayne and Bradford Campbell, we're not interested. But one thing we did run into last year was something you wouldn't think about with a tax collector. It screwed up his retirement, because what it did, paying all those hours on his retirement, the state come back and denied it and said we were paying him less than minimum wage for his hours.
That's a fixed fee.
So it created a huge can of worms for us with all, you know, with that extra month in his hours and not getting paid extra as a tax collector. So that's something nobody would think about, but it did create you know, it made it that he made less than minimum wage for the hours he played. So.
But you also said Campbell right now is your collections are up.
Our collections are up. I don't know if it's because what Jack was saying in between the meetings is, you know, you can't go to the bar, you can't go to the restaurants. So maybe you have more money, but our town was fully funded by January 27th. You know, so ours is a very good situation in our town.
I emailed Caton and Corning supervisors and I've heard nothing from them, but I would doubt that they would want to do it given their percentage that they normally run. That I think that report was helpful to show
very helpful.
What the 3-year average was.
Well, that just extends their time sitting out there collecting this. So plus getting their warrants filled. And I don't know why anybody would want to deal with that. So
when I talked to Ron, he would go back and forth trying to decide whether or not he wanted to do it. He said, well, maybe we should help out our taxpayers and this and that. And then he said, well, but then the clerk has to do this and have to do that. And I said, just talk to your board and let me know. And he sent me a text last night that their collections were on pace with what they normally are. And like I said, they were not interested. So
I polled the Irwin Town Board and what they're saying
is that was me trying to call you.
I also checked with the town clerk, and she said that the payments this year are in line with the last couple of years, so she doesn't see an issue, and so the town is not going to do that.
We don't need to.
If you're not taking action, you're just having discussion with no action.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments?
What happens if one town wants to do it? Do we as a county have to also pass the local law?
Yes, in order to permit them to extend, we would also have to.
And from a timing standpoint, how could we do it that quickly?
Well, that was one of the concerns.
You'd have to have a special meeting before your legislative meeting and adopt it then. If it came in after, I don't think you have any ability.
No, because it takes 2 months, a 2-month cycle. So it's got to be done by the end of March. So,
yeah. Yeah, I think that's problematic. I don't, we don't know why the state does the things they do, but it does happen. The other things I think would be for executive session.
Could I ask a question concerning the budget sales tax? In the line item in the budget, it says budget non-property taxes. Is that inclusive of the sales tax?
Yes.
So what else is in that $49,800,000? Is there several other things?
Not several. Maybe even not any. I'd have to look at mortgage. No, I don't think mortgage tax is in there.
Mm-mm. 49. Yeah. That's pretty close to the sales tax number.
I want to confirm it for sure, but I think it's just sales tax.
So when you confirm that, would you also tell me what we actually collected sitting out there for 2020?
I sent out the quarterly summary.
Yeah, you did.
I got that, but.
I don't know if I can put my hands on it. Tell you our share for 2020 for the 3% and the 1% was $33,848.64.
So how does that compare to the 49? So what did we budget for the county share? So part of this 49 million is what we distribute to the towns and the cities.
Correct.
So of that 49,800,000. What was budgeted for just county?
We were about 31.
So we're up. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions?
I have one other thing I'd like to just throw out there, if I can.
Yep.
I've been looking at the situation with Batavia Downs sitting out there. And I know we were involved when this thing got started. My question is that, do we have any equity in that operation as far as dollar value? I tried to find that out. I haven't been able to do so. So And I guess my question is, do we own what basically I'm asking, do we own part of Batavia Downs? Mm. And if so, what is the dollar value of that?
I have to get back to you. My instinct is we get a share of the revenue, but don't own anything. But if you don't,
that's my recollection, but we can confirm.
But check that out, would you? Just thank you.
That's what I understood many, many years ago when John was, and Clifford was running ahead of it and so on, that we just get a percentage of the total.
Well, I went back through, I couldn't find anything. That's what I know what we've helped fund this operation, whether that created a capital for us, I don't know. So that's what I'm looking
for. Want me to do a real quick state budget update?
Please.
Okay. So maybe Brenda and I both sent around to you NYSAC's analysis of the executive's budget proposal. Actually, not terrible in the comparison to recent executive budgets that he's presented. There's a few things to highlight that NYSAC, you know, is viewing as wins for us, and I'd view as wins. He's done this a few times, that our 1% sales tax authority becomes permanent, so we don't have to go and beg every 2 years for that. The legislature, for whatever reason, doesn't like it, even though it's more of a pain for them to go through the process too. But for whatever reason, the legislature has liked having that control. But if we got that permanent authority, that would be fantastic, because it's a lot of just work, you know, that for not, you know, a lot of benefit other than, you know, we just have to do it. One of the other things, NYSAC hasn't taken a position on adult use cannabis, but the governor did propose that if it were enacted, that local sales tax would be collected. That wasn't included in his proposal last year. So that, you know, that'd be a shot in the arm if the state decides to do it. I mean, it's going to be their decision, but local sales tax is included in that. He is proposing, you know, he had a number of different scenarios based on what the federal budget, what the federal government does with local stimulus. And if the state gets at least $6 billion, then the reduction in our aid would only, and I say only, I mean, it's significant, but would be 5% instead of the up to 20 that he's proposed. So we could weather that based on all the budget actions you folks took. You know, that actually would bring, we'd be well within budget. If it was a 5% cut, if they get the $15 billion, then we're hearing no cuts. So who knows? A few of the other things there's some, he continues some of the things that we don't like that we've been advocating against, the intercept for fiscally distressed hospitals and AIM. He's taken the approach, and the Division of Budget has taken the approach, that because you manage your fund balance, you know, appropriately and well, that they can peel off some money from your sales tax to make these other, so they make a cut to a payment that they've made for over 20 years and fund it with you, with your sales tax money, which is just crazy. You know, there's some other smaller things, the public safety grants, the Harrell Herring funding continues. So those are good news. One of the things that's a little bit below the radar is he's proposing, and there's been a lot of counties, not us, clamoring for it, is shared jails between counties. There's a lot in the capital region that have looked at that. Smaller counties generally have looked to establish, you know, kind of regional or cross-county jails, and they have no statutory authority to do so right now. That actually may prove down the road something that benefits us, because you've invested in, you know, a facility that would bail reform is large enough to house others. So that could potentially be a revenue source if a contiguous county, you know, decided at some point, you know, not to modernize their jail or something. That's a longer term thing, but, you know, in my opinion, that would be a pretty good win to at least get that law updated. Other than that, you know, it's a lot of unknowns as always, but you know, if we could get a couple of these things, you know, they'd be wins. So yeah. Yep. That's all I had.
Anything motion else for executive session?
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Oh, second.
Thank you. Aye.
Motion.
So moved. Second.
Thank you. I'll go make a block now, gal.
Oh my gosh. Well, now I got so I don't. I pray to God nobody else dropped off today. There we go.
Yeah. I have a drop box as you come in my office, so I'm sure it's probably full by now.
We had someone, a contractor, come in and they put a slot in the wall.